Happy Easter, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. I want to start off by telling you a story. I want you to imagine that it's 2,000 years ago, or just over, and or just under, in fact, and you're living in a hot country. The sun shines every day. Can you imagine that? Please use your imaginations. I should have brought something that might have helped, but I didn't. So, yeah. What's that, Johnny?
I got something that might help.
You've got something that might help. What have you brought? A bathrobe. Okay, that might help. Now, are we ready to go back in time? Twinkle, 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 twinkle. Hi, my name's Cleopas. Know any other Cleopases? Well, that's me, Cleopas. I want to tell you what happened on the day that changed everything. I woke up and it was black. I was hopeless. There was a spirit of hopelessness in the air. Nothing was going right. Jesus was dead. The man that I'd followed, the man that many of us had followed, was dead. He went around saying and doing such beautiful things. We believed they came from God. He made God seem so real, so loving, so kind. We just followed him everywhere. And we thought he was going to bring heaven to earth. We thought he was going to establish God's kingdom on the earth. But now he was dead and all our dreams were in tatters. It was a black day. And then some women came. They'd been to the tomb and they were babbling and exciting, you know, like women sometimes can be. And I'm in character, Sadie, honest. And they mumbled something about angels and how these angels had told them that Jesus was no longer dead but living. But to be honest with you, us guys knew that was nonsense. The dead stay dead, don't they? And he'd been in the ground for 3 days and everybody knows that after 3 days your soul's gone. Well, there was that one time when some of us saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. He'd been in the ground for 4 days. That was amazing. So maybe our hearts should have been a bit softer. Maybe we should have listened. But the truth is, we were lost. Our whole world had came tumbling down and we were terrified. We wondered if the next knock at the door might be the temple guards coming for us. So we dismissed what those ladies said. And actually, we wanted to get out of there. So some of us, me and a few friends, we decided we would leave Jerusalem that day. So we headed out on the road to Emmaus. And as we were going along, we walked, we trudged, you know, our heads were low. We just talked about the stuff that had happened. And as we were talking, this stranger came up to us. He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Jesus and how he died." This guy didn't know anything. "What? Where have you been?" I said. "You must have known what's happened this past week. How Jesus has died. How he was betrayed by one of his friends. How the religious leaders handed him over to the Romans. And the crowds that had welcomed him into Jerusalem just 6 or 7 days ago and proclaimed him king. How they cried out for his blood and said, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' And how he died, we watched him die. And now everything was lost. All our hopes, all our dreams are gone." And then we said, and to top it off, this morning, some crazy women came and they said, "He's still alive. They've met angels." And the guy looked at us. He rebuked us. He said, "Why are you so slow to believe? Why do you lack so much faith?" And he started to talk to us from the scriptures, from our holy writings. And he explained right from the time of Moses, from the writings of Moses, he walked us through what had been written in the prophets. How the Messiah would come and do great things, but how he would have to die. But how God would raise him up to bring him great glory and to set us free. And as he spoke to us, our hearts burned inside. We hung on his every word. We could have listened to him for hours and hours, but it was getting dark. We had to stop. He acted like he was going to go on, but we persuaded him to stay with us. We wanted to hear more of his stories. So we got refreshed. We came down for dinner. We sat there. He broke bread and he smiled at us. And all of a sudden it was like our eyes were opened. And we said, it's Jesus. Why didn't we recognize him on the road? I stood trembling, tears running down my cheeks. I wanted to hold him. I wanted to cling to him. But before I could do or say anything, he'd left. He'd gone. Was that a ghost we'd just seen? Was that? Do we have an apparition, a hallucination? I don't know. But our hearts were full of excitement. We just had to go back to Jerusalem. Now it was dark, it was dangerous to travel, but we had to get back and tell our friends, the other disciples, what had happened. So we rushed back and we arrived. And there was a great commotion in the room where they were hiding. You won't believe it, but Peter said that Jesus had appeared to him and had convinced him that he was alive. But the others were arguing with Peter, saying that couldn't possibly be. So then we tell them our story, what happened to us. And as we're telling him our story, Jesus himself appears in the room. And he says, peace, be still. You could have heard a pin drop. We didn't know what to do. Some of us were terrified, thinking we'd seen a ghost again. And Jesus, like he could read our minds, said, look, ghost out of flesh and blood, come here, touch me. Put your hands in my wounds, in my side, in my hands. Jesus was alive. We met him several times over the following weeks. And it changed everything for us. We were no longer worried if the temple guards were coming knocking, calling us away. What difference does that make? We knew that all the things that Jesus said were true. We knew his promises were true, that death was not the end. That if we trust him, we could live with him forever in the paradise of God. So for me, the world had been turned upside down and right side up all in one day. The resurrection changes everything. Thank you, John. Very helpful. Oh, dear. The resurrection doesn't change everything. You see, the stories of Jesus' life are beautiful. You know, he was a beautiful man. He went around doing good stuff. But actually, if it ends on the cross, it's just another good story that ends sadly, that ends badly. You see, Jesus accepted everyone that he met. He never turned anyone away. He even told us to love our enemies. But if he died on the cross, that suddenly seems foolish. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is near. And he demonstrated that. He went around delivering people. He went around healing people. Showing that heaven could come to earth right now. But if he died on the cross, then surely that means that the kingdom of darkness is stronger than the kingdom of light. Without the resurrection, we'd still be living in the fear of death. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he may die, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. But if he himself died, that promise sounds pretty empty, doesn't it? We'd find it hard to trust. We would find it definitely hard to trust it to the point of dying. And yet, that is exactly what the apostles did after Jesus' death. They all kept the faith in the face of death. They were threatened, but they kept going. All they had to do to escape death was just to say that Jesus wasn't Lord. And yet they refused to do it. They gladly faced gladiators, even lions, death on a cross. They would gladly face these things rather than renounce Jesus. That makes no sense. Unless the resurrection was real. Unless they knew it to be real. Unless they were convinced that there was life beyond the grave. You can read so many sad stories. If you're going to read a story, look up the story of Perpetua and Felicitas. Noble woman and her slave who faced the lions rather than renounce faith in Jesus. The question is, what do you think happened that day that Cleopas just described to us? Because what we choose to believe is crucial, and it changes everything. What happened to Jesus' body? What could have happened to Jesus' body? Well, you know, maybe it's just like the authorities at the time said. Maybe the disciples stole it. Maybe the authorities stole it. But, you know, actually, within a few short weeks, they were desperately trying to contain this rampant sect that was turning their world upside down. All they had to do was to produce the body of Jesus to crush that sect, which eventually overpowered the whole Roman Empire. Surely they would have done that if they'd have taken the body. Maybe the disciples stole the body. But can you imagine that? Stealing the body, hiding it away somewhere, and then being willing to walk out to your own death in the face of that lie. One person who was mad might do that. But for all of them, because they all did that, every single one of them, not one of them renounced Jesus. They all walked to their death. Most of them died painfully and gladly. Would they do that for a lie, for something they'd made up? Can't be true. Maybe Jesus didn't die on the cross. Even though the Romans themselves, who were used to death, were convinced of it and needed to thrust a spear up his side into his chest to make sure. Maybe he recovered sometime later, entombed. And in his beaten and bruised and battered state, managed to stagger up to the stone, roll that stone away, which normally takes 3 or 4 men to roll. Sneak past the Roman guards. Appear somehow mystically in the room amongst the disciples. Reveal himself as being alive several times. Once in front of 500 people and then disappear forever. Hardly seems to make any rational sense. You have to be really making things up to go there. The only thing that makes sense of all the evidence, if you read it, is that Jesus did actually rise from the dead. It's the only thing that makes sense of that time. It's the only thing that makes sense of what happened to the apostles. It's the only thing that makes sense of what happened to the Roman Empire. It's the only thing that makes sense of what's happened to the world since, to the point now where over 2 billion people name the name of Jesus. It's the only thing. It's the most reasonable thing to believe. The question is, do we believe it? The day he rose, everything changed. Their lives would never be the same. What about you? What do you believe happened that day? I challenge you. Read the accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read what was written. Come up with a better explanation than the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead that day and gave such hope to his followers that they changed the entire world and are continuing to change it today. You will believe and everything will change. Your life will be filled with such hope, such joy, and such peace. You wish you'd believed years ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.